It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Well, we were just all sitting around in here this morning, and Josh came wandering in late, as usual. And
he was right on time.
I'm just busting.
And he's like, guys, I got a story.
Yeah, I came in
something
fired
up. Happened last night. So the floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah, so I was just, you know, hanging out on a typical Monday night, and it's middle of January, and it's really dry and cold here, and I was like, I want to go get a humidifier. And I was like, where's like the best place to go get there? Well, there is a Walgreens just not too far from my house. So I wandered down there at about, I don't know, 6 p.m. last night. And it was, you know, obviously totally normal. And I walk in there and this gentleman walked past me, kind of almost bumped into me. So I actually said, like, excuse me to him.
Whoa, bro.
And
you
yeah.
start well, something?
No, I didn't say that. I'm a very.
Don't start none, won't be none.
I'm a very classy man.
Okay. So Pardon me, sir.
I said, oh, excuse me, sorry. And he didn't make eye contact with me or look at me at all. He was just staring at, like, the back counter where the checkout area is. And, like, there's, like, you know, the cigarettes and
the vapes
and all those other things.
Yeah. Chewing tobacco.
Yeah, all the good stuff over there. So what I needed was in kind of the back of the Walgreens, so I'm kind of meandering, you know, meandering there and stuff.
Ma'am,
like that.
Where's the humidifier?
That's yeah. So I'm,
I got
I'm
some
just,
dry boogies,
cracked hands.
Yeah, seriously though.
Me too.
I was like, yeah.
Me too.
You're not wrong with this dry time of year though, buddy.
Yeah,
it's
it is bad.
So dry.
Our humidifier's been running nonstop.
Man. I know. So I want a little extra.
It was a
like,
good purchase.
Dang, I know. So I wandered to the back, grab whatever I need and stuff like that.
Hey, how much was it?
Grab a few Dr. Peppers as well.
Yeah, a boy.
No, it's like $30, whatever.
I feel like you should have gone to Walmart. And I hate to cut your story off, but I think you're probably paying a little more than you need to at a drugstore.
It's the convenience.
Convenience.
It's
okay.
The convenience.
All
but
right.
I'll tell you why I probably should have gone to Walmart
All
as
right.
well.
Yeah. All right.
So that fine gentleman that I ran into at the door was, I guess, up near the front of the counter. And as I am looking for the humidifier, I hear someone shouting at the counter, help me, call the police, he's robbing me. And
oh no! And you're like, it's that guy.
It's that
it was
guy.
The guy. It was the guy
it's
that
the shoulder
I ran
shover.
Into. And so I'm like, all of a sudden you hear, "Help me!" And so I look up directly at the front of the counter. And again, I'm in the back of the store.
And you're going, because you're so dry.
I was like, I'm so dry. I'm ignoring everything. I just want this humidifier. No. So I. Jeremy.
What is? What's going on up there?
What's going
it's
on?
Serious.
I'm like, do they have some tissues as well? So I hear help me, and I look up, and yeah, that man has jumped the counter at this point, and he had a gun, and he basically is looking at the lady, the checkout lady, and asking for money, and then he pulls a bunch of miscellaneous things off the wall.
Oh, my god!
And
gosh.
So he takes the money, and he also takes stuff off of the wall.
Some AAA batteries.
Right.
And, but I see... I mean,
that chapstick.
The thing,
it's
yeah,
dry here.
The thing, he just wanted a humidifier, too, man.
Steals a tub of Vicks Vapo Rub.
Hey, that is expensive and good
yes.
stuff. So no, so I see the thing...
So you obviously ran up there and tackled him.
Well, I was in the back of the store, so it was kind of a long. Oh. It would have been a long jog.
Away.
Oh,
so but you know
what
happened?
Behind the humidifiers on the shelf. And
I hid like a little. No.
I rolled into the bottom shelf.
I would have.
But this is the thing.
Continue. I'm sorry. Continue.
When you see someone that brings out a gun in public
yeah!
like that, it was total fight or flight. And
Absolutely.
This whole thing probably happened within 10 seconds. But
yeah.
in that 10 seconds, I had these thoughts where I was like, okay, if something escalates to the nth degree, because at that point he just showed it. But
yeah.
if something escalates,
do you fight or flight?
Do I hide? Do I run or do I rush? Like that's what goes through my head at that mm-hmm. point. And thank God that first of all, no one was hurt. He grabbed what he needed, and he after about 5 or 10 seconds hopped the counter and then sprinted out the
tuck
door.
And rolled out of
so
there.
So everybody was fine. Everybody was safe. But in those seconds, I was thinking, I was like, what do I do? Like in that moment, everyone's like, I'd be the hero. I'd rush. But you wouldn't see everything.
Yeah,
and I was like, I don't know what to do. I thank God didn't have to do anything.
Like you could have probably hopped the pharmacy counter
there. I was near
yeah.
the pharmacy and that went through my head. I was like, is there
hide
an
back
exit?
There.
Is there an exit? I know there's the window that I could probably get out of if I have to.
And they usually have that door coming out from like the cooler, you know,
yes.
like you could hop back there.
So
yeah.
all that went
and
through
be
my head.
Cold and scared.
And well, that's fine. But it was so... It felt like slow motion, but it all happened within about 10 seconds. And so I was in a store that was robbed at gunpoint yesterday. And I'm just trying to buy a humidifier. But the weird thing through all of this was it was a very busy night last night. Like, there was a lot of people there. And no one seemed to care.
Everybody.
No, you were probably in a decent part of town, Owen. Which is surprising.
The area that I live, which is like Littleton Highlands Ranch. I mean, it's my area that I grew up in, by the way. So
I feel like people would be a little more like,
A convenience store I'm very used to being at. And I'm like, what is happening? No one seems to care. Like, there was a couple next to me, an older couple, but they just kept shopping. Like, they're like, I need to get these eggs and get home. I don't care. And it was the weirdest thing.
People were in line. They're like, come on.
They were in line. And I'm looking around like, no one cares? No, we're good. And then, I mean, thankfully, again, it was like 10 seconds and he hopped out of there. And I walk up to the line and I go to the lady. I'm like, are you okay? And there was a manager at that point that had called the police and everything, so I didn't need to. But she's like, oh, yeah, this happens more than you'd think. And I was like,
it's the third time this week.
Well, you said that gentleman, right, had tried this before at that particular spot.
The manager that was there, apparently the guy that was there was not a first-time offender. And so they're like,
Ron, not again, Ron.
They're like, this
Ron?
Guy, he comes in, this happens a lot. And I was like, so is it just like a first name basis? You're like, Alex, take whatever you need.
You're back for some beef jerky again.
So I did pay for the things that I bought.
Thank goodness.
We're good there. But
didn't need to, it sounds like you could have just ran out.
I could have just walked, and that humidifier was expensive. I could have just walked.
It's hard
out.
To breathe in this dry air, though.
It is, man. Good Lord, it is.
It caught you by your sniffles.
I was wheezing.
You would have been the sniffle bandit.
I would have been.
Sniffle bandit.
No, but it was a crazy
Monday night. Glad
you're
safe. When you came in this morning and told us about the gun situation, I was like, my God.
It was intense,
man.
And I was like, for Monday at 6 p.m.? I was like, what the heck,
man? And it changes when the gun becomes present.
Everything
changes
at that point.
I was telling you about a time Zoe and I were up north and we heard gunshots when we were outside of a restaurant, and then we saw somebody run across 120th and into some apartment complexes, and it was Zoe and
guy.
I and another and another couple saw it, and we had to give a description to the police officer after, and I couldn't remember a lot. Like, it all happened so fast.
That's the thing.
Adrenaline.
Yeah. It happened so
the
fast.
The thing that they were asking me, I was just like, man, I should have paid more attention. All I cared about.
Try to be calm,
you know? Yeah, I just wanted to save my baby Nana. Like, I got her behind the vehicle. I was like, that was my main thing. And as soon as that was accomplished, I felt like I did what I wanted to do. But everything else, like, I could not remember what that guy was wearing. I couldn't remember his hair color, any of it, when they asked me. Thank goodness Zoe was paying attention, because she knew.
Well, and the crazy thing about that is, like, when I kind of bumped into him, and obviously, like, when you see someone walking into a convenience store with a backpack,
did you say he kind of had a mask?
Yeah,
on
he had what looked like at the time a beanie, but that beanie was actually a rolled up like ski mask. So he rolled it down. I remember that distinctly. He dropped it down, and then he had a backpack. But when I walked past him as I was entering the store, it was so every red flag was going off, and I was like, this feels weird. And I don't know if, like, you had that intuition, too, when you saw what you saw, too, Katie. But, like,
just turn around and left. I've done that before, where you walk in and you see somebody, and you're like, this just doesn't feel right. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Like, I will be in here for 5 seconds. I was like, oh, I know what I need. I'm getting it, and then I'm getting out. And within those 10 seconds I was there, we got robbed, man. It was wild.
That's crazy.
Absolutely
and
crazy.
And being that particular, Walgreens, they're in the news. Like, everything should have been locked up, right?
By the way, it was.
Was it?
Well, not the thing that I needed, but 90% of that store is now behind like a plexiglass wall.
This is why.
Locked up. And I was like, this is why.
This is you, sir.
I'm living this.
Dang.
It's crazy, man.
Well, buddy, that's quite the story. I'm glad you're safe, man.
I'm glad.
That's intense.
Yeah. Glad I'm able to tell you guys about it.
How was that humidifier, though? Did you fire it up?
Oh, my gosh. It was
so
good.
So moist.
You're not sniffling.
We were just talking to Joshy Boy, and he went to Walgreens last night because he had a stuffy nose. His nosebleeds have been crazy lately. The amount of blood this guy has lost because it's so dry. And he needed a humidifier. And while he was there, the place was robbed. Everyone was very nonchalant about it once he made it
back up to
the register. They're like,
didn't really care.
Let's get you checked out and out of here. Krista called in and wanted to sound off about this. Hey, Krista, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Josh's stuffy nose?
Well, I'm sorry you have a stuffy nose and you have nosebleeds. It's kind of, that kind of is a hazard in Colorado.
It's really gross. Yeah. It's constant.
Yeah. Jeez. I used to get them when I was younger.
Yeah.
I've born and raised Colorado.
You'll grow out
yeah,
of it.
But he bought that humidifier last night, so he's good to go.
We're good, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. They never, ever should have rung you up at the register that had been robbed at, though. I worked for Walgreens. I've worked for Walgreens twice.
Okay.
Once as an assistant and once in the pharmacy. And I was in a pharmacy that got robbed.
Oh, that's horrible.
Geez.
So why? Did they need to like get witnesses?
Protocol.
No, it's protocol. You shut down the register. You shouldn't let people in. You shouldn't let people out.
Huh. Mm.
I think it's maybe because Josh had mentioned that they said it's happened so much that maybe they're just kind of
And I will
numb
say, Krista, I don't know if it was the same register because there's multiple registers up there. Like they might have moved.
Right.
He was in the back cowering.
Yeah, I was
under the Beanie Babies.
That's true. That's true. But still, they should have shut the front down.
They should have literally shut the front door.
Yeah, they should have.
They should have shut the front door until everything was taken care of.
Huh. Mm.
Well, they didn't.
Not rung anybody up.
Well, and you know what's funny, Chris, is like the front desk people, they didn't, I mean, once it was over, it really didn't seem like it bothered. Like I said, nobody really cared.
Right.
Like I asked the checkout lady, I was like, are you good? Is everything fine? She's like, oh yeah, this not the first time, not our first rodeo, cowboy, essentially.
Well, and that's really sad too.
Well, and again, if this guy's been in there multiple times.
That's a really sad state of affairs.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Think about it.
It is.
I worked for 7-Eleven for 7 years. I never got robbed. I worked for Walgreens twice. Never got robbed as a manager. I worked in the pharmacy. We got robbed.
Dang! So they took like pills or something then, right?
Yeah, I actually don't know what they took because I had my back to the area that got robbed.
Oh.
I was working the front register, and the guy ran. He hopped the counter.
That's what happened last night. Yeah.
Yeah. He hopped the consultation window and robbed my coworker.
Dang.
And ran behind me and scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I bet.
No, it's scary. I mean, it shakes you up. It shakes you up.
Maybe he just needed a flu shot. I don't know.
And she should have. And, you know, nobody is going to run when you say, help, I'm being robbed. Yell fire.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually smart.
That's
ridiculous. See, I didn't even think about that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they
probably fire
or wouldn't you rather
else,
say this guy's
going,
got a gun? Help!
Nobody
I'm not yelling
is going
fire.
To do anything.
Because then I'm running
nobody
up there with a bottle of Aquafina,
anything.
And next thing you know, I'm being greeted with a pistol.
You've got the fire extinguisher.
I know you go right up with a fire extinguisher. This guy's got a 9 in my face, Krista. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but that no, it's not. It's so true.
All right.
Obviously, I mean, they proved that last night.
Yeah, no one
did anything.
Nobody's
going to help you.
Krista.
Yeah, nobody
his
does
nose
anything.
Was so dry, he wouldn't have been able to smell the smoke. He's like, no, I don't think there's, I don't believe him.
I don't believe you.
Krista, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for
Krista. That's good
thank
info.
You for the
that's
insight.
Good info.
But no, they want to make their money, man. They're going to fire it back up. And
yeah, they'll be all right.
Get back to business. Well, again, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Glad you're here today, Josh.
It's crazy, yeah. It was a fun little Monday night.
Yeah.
But again, how's that humidifier?
Oh, it's so good, you guys. My nose feels so moist.
Who wrote in? Brian says, you know you're from Colorado when you're telling a robbery story, and the end of it is, so how about that humidifier?
Yeah, that's it.
It works
but everything
so good.
Else is okay,
guys,
right?
It works
no
so good.
No sniffles today, I noticed.
None. Not
please, I'm begging people to go out today and donate blood too at a blood bank because Josh might have to swing in for as many bloody noses as he's had.
None.
Go wash your hands.
Okay. All right.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.